Rebecca, I gotta be honest. You post your cat on Instagram a little bit too often. You're always on vacation, and everybody knows that you sell lipstick. Oh yeah, Rebecca, you're such an awesome teacher. You tell me about technology and every brand new feature. Without you, I don't know what I'd do about uploading new photos to my story. I can't believe you make me laugh so hard I split my pants. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the Taylor Swift to your Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. It's problem solved. We've never met in person, but I still know you so well. You love your white furniture and groceries at your doorbell. We've got matching spirit animals, but we couldn't be more different if we tried. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, I'll be the Taylor Swift to your Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Oh, it's problem solved. Helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. We're helping people with their problems, but we don't know a thing about them. Take a shot and we'll laugh all the way. Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson. You're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
Are you ready to get started?
Let's get started.
Let's talk about our own problems. Let's do that. I think that's how we've been doing it, right?
Yep, that's how we've been doing it.
You start.
Okay, well, let me think, because I didn't really plan ahead.
You want me to start?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Okay, so this spring break, as with every other break in the history of me having kids, is really hard, and it really triggers some depression, which I'm sick of talking about on every problem solved, our depression, but it's fine. Around spring break, I start getting really nervous about summer.
Yeah.
And it's funny because two of my closest friends are public school teachers, and so they get very excited about summer as I get very nervous about summer. And so as it approaches, we have very different emotions that are heightened. Anyway, so a problem that I solved, and that I usually solve every spring break, is I plan the whole summer, which sounds maybe annoying or like I have a problem, but I do have a problem. Like, summer is a problem for me. And so I only plan like 9 to 12, but every day they are going to something.
9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Yes. And so the afternoon we're free and we go swimming and we go do all that kind of stuff. But I just signed them up for a bunch of different fun camps, like photography camp and a Star Wars Jedi engineering camp and all kinds of stuff through the parks department. It's not like thousands and thousands of dollars, but anyhow, that's a problem that I solved, and I feel a lot less anxious knowing that I have from 9 to 12 each morning.
Absolutely.
Because I still got to make this podcast. Like, podcast doesn't go on summer break. It could, but It doesn't.
Right. Yeah, that's great. I remember last summer when you signed your kids up for every VBS in like a 50-mile radius of your house.
Yeah. They're only doing 3 this year. It's the light year.
Cute. Yeah. My son told me yesterday that he would like to go to space camp.
Okay. Is there such a thing where you live?
No, it's like the $1,000, you know, one in Alabama.
Oh, whatever. Like an actual, okay. Yes.
Yeah, he's not old enough yet. So that was my excuse.
There you go. That's good. You can hold on to that for a couple years.
Right.
I signed my son up for one robot one where they, it's like a NASA something where they build a robot. I don't even know. Or like a rocket. I'm not sure what's happening.
Robots, rockets.
They both start with the R's. They're the same thing.
Yeah. They might even be the same number of letters.
It's true.
I can't count.
There's no way for us to know.
No
way. It's
unknowable.
Okay. So tell me about a problem you're solving.
Okay. Well, I somehow, confusingly enough, got pregnant with our 4th child.
I love it.
This year. I don't know how this happened.
It's confusing, and I'm not going to go into it while we're recording, but I can tell you later.
Okay. This was not the plan.
Okay.
I have no maternity clothes. We gave away every single baby item.
Yeah.
Because our family was done, you know? And like every now and then, my uterus itches when I see like a newborn on Instagram, but not enough to do anything about it. Mm-hmm. So yes.
How are you doing?
I feel terribly, terribly sick, like worse than I remember with my other ones. Although it's been like, this will be the biggest gap I've had between kids. So I think I just like was done being pregnant in my mind. So I put all of those emotions and feelings out. Like, I forgot what it's like the first trimester.
Okay.
Or I'm having twins. That might be why I feel so terribly sick this time. We will find out tomorrow.
My goodness. Does that run in your family, twins?
My grandma was a twin, but okay. I heard, because I've been doing research about this since I'm nervous I'm having twins, identical twins don't have any sort of genetic. That's just like God smiling down on you.
Okay.
Yeah, so that doesn't have any genetic. And you're more likely to have twins if you're over 35, which I am of geriatric maternal age.
That has got to be really nice to hear. That is so nice. They need to really come up with a new term.
But I just turned 25 on Saturday. Or 25.
I was like, really?
On Saturday, so 35.
I know. And I thought I remembered you. I never know when is St. Patrick's Day. It's a mystery.
I think we've had this conversation before.
All right.
It's always March 17th.
Okay. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I don't understand the holiday of St. Patrick's Day. It doesn't make sense to me at all. I hate the holiday, but I'm really glad everyone celebrates my birthday.
And so everyone celebrates mine on New Year's Eve. So
I know.
It's good.
So nice.
We're fancy.
This baby is due on Halloween.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. And you're obviously excited about it.
So much is exciting about this pregnancy. Okay, but I do have a real question, because while I am still struggling with feeling excited about being pregnant, I do have some friends in my life who struggle with infertility. And I know you are one of those people. Mm-hmm. However, you're not in that struggle still. But yeah. I feel bad telling them I'm pregnant.
Okay. Yeah.
From someone who has struggled with infertility, when you were in that season of trying to get pregnant and all these people around you are getting pregnant, especially ones who like didn't want to be really.
Yeah. And you want to be honest about that, but you also don't want to be like, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. I don't even want this. Yeah.
Exactly. So what would be your suggestions for me on how to move forward? Should I just not tell them?
No, because that feels real crap too. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think this is going to sound super Sunday school, and it's not. This is very from my heart. I actually just was interviewed about this recently, so I had a chance to think about it. Mm-hmm. But I had friends who prayed that God would prepare me for them telling me they were pregnant. And each time I would just, on my own, obviously I didn't know, and I'd be reading something, or I just felt God say, listen, like, I have something for you. I haven't forgotten you. And then I would find out they were pregnant. And then they would say, we really have asked God to prepare you ahead of time. And I was able to say, oh my gosh, God's faithful. And so it just, I would honestly say pray for them and pray for the moment and the timing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just watch God work, because it really was an encouragement to me, even as it was a discouragement, right? I mean, obviously it's right. not like super fun to hear that, but it was simultaneously encouraging. He's big enough to do that. So that would be my encouragement.
That's really good. I would never even thought to do that.
Yeah, but he really did it. He did it multiple times. So I think that's definitely a thing.
I love it.
Yeah, but also still do tell them, because it doesn't feel good to be yeah. left out.
No, for sure.
Yeah, because you're already left out of like having a baby. You don't also want to be left out of everything else.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I still think, like, I still can't believe it's happening. Like, yeah. Not because I wasn't even prepared. I think at the beginning when I first found out, so I've known for like 4 or 5 weeks now. Mm-hmm. I was just like, I've had 2 miscarriages. So
since your kiddos?
Since being married.
Okay.
So the first one was a miscarriage, our first pregnancy, and then our 4th, I don't know, it gets tricky. So this will technically be my 6th pregnancy.
Okay.
But I've only delivered, wait a minute, I don't know. I've had 2. Yeah, because I'm going to have 4 kids and I had 2 miscarriages. Yeah. So anyways, every time I go to the bathroom, especially those first like 3 weeks, I'm kind of moving out of it now. I'm like, you know, this is TMI, but wiping and like
wondering,
inspecting
yeah.
the, like, is there any drop of blood here? Like,
this is totally, feels like it's an inappropriate question, but if you aren't like super excited about the pregnancy, are you afraid for a miscarriage, or are you like, that'd be fine if it happened? Is that so inappropriate? I'm sorry.
No, those were all the emotions I've been dealing with. I'm like terrified of losing the baby, but then like, that actually maybe my life could just go back to the way I had dreamed, like thought it was going to be for the next 10 years. You know, I just got into a sweet spot in motherhood. Like when we went to Florida, I was reading a book by the pool while my kids were in the pool. And I was like, this is amazing. And now I'm like starting all over. So yes, I'm like terrified of losing the baby, but also like, oh, maybe like, God, I don't know. It's so weird. I've never been in this position before.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, motherhood isn't like my strength. So
me either, sister.
So just, I mean, I do love newborns. So that part, but then the whole, like, I'm sick, I've got to get another C-section, I've got to recover from that C-section, I have to sit naked on a table in a freezing surgical room and get an epidural stuck in my, like, all these things that I'm just like.
Yeah, no, that sounds fun. So, all right, with the background of kind of depressive feelings, what is this, has this triggered that, or are you just kind of fine, or in shock, or what?
Well, I found out that I can't take my pills, my antidepressants. And the day that my doctor told me that, I like hid in my bed and I was like, I can't do it. Like, this is going to be terrible. I just felt like I went right back in. But I think it was mental. It was not a real, like, it was just, these pills have been helping me and now I can't do it and the rest of my life is going to be terrible sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everything changed and you didn't expect it. And
I know. And I just had such a great month of being on like the antidepressants and feeling like I'm coming into like my normal self again.
Yeah.
So what was the question?
Well, just how are you feeling, sad or are you like fine or in shock or what?
I have not felt depressed since being pregnant. And I think it's because I do have the PMDD. So really it is triggered by ovulation.
Yeah.
That's and because I'm not ovulating, I haven't felt depressed and like, which was good to realize like, okay, maybe I don't need the antidepressants while I'm pregnant.
Yes.
But I feel so sick. Like I feel like I have the flu every single day, like the stomach flu and there's no end in sight. Of it. This like I have 7 more weeks of this. Typically I feel sick through like week 15 if I'm remembering things right. So I'm 8 right now.
Okay.
And I have like so that part is what makes me just like lay around the house and be like this is terrible. Like you know.
Yeah.
Just feeling bad, but
I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's a lot.
It's a blessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what the redeeming thing is here, though, that I am so excited about is my kids are just ecstatic.
Oh.
They all were too little, really, to know what was going on when I had, like, their siblings.
Yeah.
And so now that they're, like, what are they, 8, 7, and 4? They're treating me like I'm this little China doll. They're
so good.
My littlest, my 4-year-old comes up and says things like, I love you so much because you have a baby.
Before I could take you or leave you, but.
Right, exactly. But now that you have a baby, they're always like, how's the baby doing? And so it's just, that part is a surprise, like an unexpected fun thing right now. So
that's really sweet. And just so you know, because I know, I think we were talking about this, that it's the largest gap you have in your siblings, in the mm-hmm. kids. That's my kids are 4 years apart, and so far they still really like the same things.
That's good to know.
And I didn't want them this far apart either.
Yeah.
It definitely can be a challenge sometimes, but largely it's really been fine. And again, it's all they know, so, you know.
Right, true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that. It is weird when I think about Jonah will be like 18 when the baby is Jonah's age right now. Like, that okay. gap seems really drastic.
Yeah.
Like, I'll have a college student and a second grader.
Okay.
It's unnatural.
Well, you know, no, it isn't.
It's unnatural from what I envision for my life.
I know. Isn't it funny, though? Why do we even envision things for our lives? Because it never goes like
that. It never does. I know, right?
It
could be really fun to have, like, a 9-year gap between the oldest and youngest. Who
knows?
It
could be really fun.
Built-in babysitters.
Totally. You know, and I think theoretically, I would have loved to have had a larger family. So I think there's something really great about the idea of holidays and coming together, and there's like just in and of the family being there, it's a party. You know what I
true.
Mean? So that's a neat thing.
Yeah.
Eventually it will be a really neat thing. You
yes.
will be in the pool longer than you thought.
Yes.
Unfortunately. All right. So I've got some problems that I wanted to discuss with you.
More again, seriously.
That's like the point. These are, I chose 4.
Okay.
And I really like them. So, number 1, Havoka Wood. I can't read my own writing. I don't know if that's what it says. But she was saying, how do you plan your kids' birthday parties when you want it to be cute, but you also have zero motivation?
I'm going to guess that we're very similar in this.
Really? We're not similar in like anything. So.
I know. Okay. I know. That's why I'm going to guess.
Okay.
I started with really Pinterest perfect birthday parties, like pirate themes and like skewered fruit on his swords, you know, like mm-hmm. all that. And I realized by the time the party got around, like I was so tired, I didn't want to talk to anybody at the party.
Yeah. Shut up and look at the sword skewers.
Right. Eat your sword skewer. So now I'm probably like the laziest birthday mom ever. We don't really plan parties at all. In fact, I prefer if we would go to like Airtime or Chuck E. Cheese. So mm-hmm. it doesn't even have to be in my house. Like I don't even have to put up a banner.
Yeah.
They recently have been able to invite 2 friends and we'll okay. go to Chuck E. Cheese. And I don't even do the birthday package at Chuck E. Cheese. I just buy them pizza and give them their coins and tell them to go celebrate.
Okay, there you go. That sounds really simple.
They love it though.
Like, yeah.
They're having a blast.
Yeah, I remember making for my son's first birthday, I like made him his shirt that said 1.
Yeah.
He still has it. He puts it on his teddy bear, so at least it still has a home. The second year I made Spider-Man masks for everyone, like sewed them with and I'm not good at sewing, so it was like an absolutely gigantic undertaking. We did a Thomas the Train birthday party where like on my island in my kitchen, I actually like made train tracks with electrical tape and train tracks up the walk of the, I mean, it was just,
oh my gosh,
shenanigans. But so, I mean, it was fun and blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. And all the food of the party was in a train,
oh
you know, like
goodness.
In little train cars. Yeah. I even put like a circle construction paper on each of the containers, like as wheels, you know, it was a little out of control. Yeah, this year, we're actually this weekend having a party for my son. He's turning 6. And so I just decided to tell him, what is like your top 3 things that you'd like to have happen at your birthday party?
Mm-hmm.
Because then, because we still are having it at the house, because that's what he wanted. But he mm-hmm. wanted a Star Wars cake. So we looked and found a cake that is cool, but something I can actually make.
Yeah.
Because we grew up, my mom made us fantastic cakes. And I'm not mm-hmm. like that with yeah. I don't do that. But I can make a decent looking cake. And so I will do that. And then he wanted to have like lightsaber fights with pool noodles. So
nice.
They're going to decorate that with electrical tape, the lightsabers.
Perfect.
So I don't even have to do it. I mean, because with my daughter, she wanted a hula hoop party. I handmade like 15 hula hoops.
How do you hand make a hula hoop? What?
Listen.
And they cost like $1 at the dollar store.
Okay. Yes. And this costs so much more. And I don't know. I don't know why I didn't just do that. You get like sprinkler tubing. And I know it's so stupid. And because I tried to make it. Listen to this. This is where it gets really bad. I made it like the size, the radius, the circumference, whatever circle word I use here.
Yeah, right.
For the child's height. What? They were custom sized.
Oh.
Like little kids.
You made the mothers not only RSVP, but RSVP with their child's height.
What is your child's inseam? Oh my gosh. The dumb thing is, it doesn't matter if it's the right height. Little kids can't hula hoop. It doesn't matter if it's small. They can't even walk. Oh, so dumb. Listen,
this is the perfect circumference for your height. Why yes. is it not? Why can you not hula hoop?
What is wrong with your kid? Anyway, but let me tell you that those lasted for a really long time. People had them in their houses. I saw them. They probably kept them around. Like, she spent so much time on this.
She
dumb
spent
hula hoop.
So much money on this.
But then you put like rice inside, so it's like a little weighted, which seemed like a good idea. That's what Pinterest said. But then it's heavier, and they already can't. I don't know. I'm stressed out just thinking about it. But that was like 5 years ago. Anyway, so this year we're doing a cake, pool noodles, and ordering pizza.
Pizza's always a great idea.
And he's like, Mom, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I want this to be an all-boys party. And I was like, that sounds fantastic.
But you
I will
can't
get
come.
It ready and leave. Yes. So all the girls in the neighborhood are going to go hang out.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that works out great. The last birthday party I threw for my kids, my son was turning 4 and he wanted a surprise party.
That
I don't know where
so
he like
funny.
Found out about surprise parties. So Neil took him out and I got silly string and I invited some neighbor girls that are like 8 and 9 that Jonah played with on the street. He didn't really have any other like 4-year-old friends.
Yeah.
And they come, Jonah opens the door and they take the silly string and they shoot it straight at his face and he just starts crying.
Oh.
And it was so tragic and he was so excited about it because he knew it was going to be a surprise party. You know, you can't really, when you ask for it. But the silly string was a surprise and it was tragic and traumatic. And it was like, that's it. No more birthday parties.
Oh, so that was the party that broke the camel's back.
Consciously that it was like the last straw, but I just realized it's just way more fun for everyone if we just go out and celebrate somewhere.
Yeah. Now, do you take the whole family or you just take that kid with those friends?
The whole family plus the friends.
Yeah. Okay. So we solved that problem. It's really good.
Check.
So Rachel Camus said she needs advice for gaining order in a chaotic home. She says she's not that good of a planner. Well, my first thought is like baskets.
Yeah, baskets are huge.
And if people don't put it in the right basket, I throw it away. My heart is 3 sizes too small. It's fine.
Right. Yeah. It's hard to know what part of her house feels chaotic. Like, is it her stuff?
She just said she has a hard time thinking past the present moment. Does that make sense?
Like dinner sneaks up on her, that sort of thing.
Maybe. My neighbor the other day was like, oh, I gotta go. Dinner's in the oven. I was like, wow, that sounds so nice.
So,
dinner's not in my
ahead.
Oven. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not cooking in my first trimester anymore. Every smell. Let's just go back here for a second because I forgot to say this part.
Yes.
My children smell terrible to me. My pee smells terrible. I can't like barely go in the bathroom without gagging.
Wow. So even just walking in the bathroom, you can smell every smell. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man. My bedroom smells terrible.
Really?
Like, I gag when I like go to bed at night. I don't know what it is. It's terrible. So,
and you're always like that?
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's worse at night. Like my best time is in the morning, but it's still all the time.
Okay. So yeah. So you're not cooking. What food do you usually like, but now you like can't even?
Coffee.
What?
So not only am I feeling sick, but I'm withdrawing from caffeine.
Oh my goodness.
I did figure out though that I can have those, you know, those cold Starbucks Frappuccinos at the gas station.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can do those. Those taste really good. So I replaced my black coffee with a ton of sugar.
That's great. You're on the right track. Anything else that, is there anything you're craving now that you didn't used to?
I don't really have cravings. It's just mostly aversions right now.
Okay.
Like, what doesn't make me want to gag right now? And I'll eat that.
So what are your kids eating, like, if you're not cooking?
A lot of pasta, a lot of cereal. I'm trying to teach them basically how to run their own lives because I feel like I'm just going to be out of commission for the next 5 years.
Do they think that's fun right now?
I'm not quite sure yet. I think they're still trying to figure it out. I mean, is it okay to have a 7-year-old learn how to run the gas stove?
Well, that's around the time my daughter started cooking eggs on the stove.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I've been worried about is if I'm like making them do dangerous things, like drive the car.
Yeah. Maybe not the driving. Mm-hmm. My husband leaves the stove on more than my daughter. So.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. So those type of things used to sneak up on me was cooking.
Yeah.
But baskets are always great because you can just throw things in them.
Yeah.
But then eventually you have to go through and like reorganize the junk baskets.
Yeah. Well, this is what I do is I tell them like you can keep 5 things and you have to get rid of 5 things
mm-hmm.
or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I went through their stuffed animal bins the other day when they didn't know and got rid of 2 garbage bags of stuffed animals. But the problem was is I didn't finish my job and take them to Goodwill. I just put them in the back hallway that they don't often go in. And they were discovered. And there were tears.
Yes. That's hard.
How could I give away?
I know. The thing I never play with.
I know. The thing you didn't even know was missing for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. It's hard times. Oh, by the way, speaking of like giving away in thrift stores, I just discovered in my neighborhood that next to the Aldi is a family thrift store. And on, I think it's on Monday, everything's $2. Tuesday, it's $1.50. Wednesday, it's $1.25. Anyway, it goes down until the last day of the week. Things are a quarter. Everything in the store.
Every week?
Yes. And then it starts back over. And it's, so the highest is ever going to be as $2. But nothing is organized. Everything is hung up, but nothing is organized. So you've really got to go through it. But it's just random. I mean, it's
not even by size.
No, not even by size.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
But, I mean, for a quarter, what? I mean, anyway, I'm pretty excited about that. I think I might actually, because I've only heard about it. My friend went, and she got, like, stuff from Ann Taylor Loft and really cute galoshes, like boots and everything. I'm like, what? So I think I'm actually going to go when I'm done here.
Yeah.
But you couldn't go. What's that today? Smell would probably really bother you. I don't
know. Today's the $1.50, right?
Yes, it should be. I think I'm willing to. I don't want to go when it's 25 cent day and everybody's there.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather pay a premium.
Get first pick.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, man. I can pretty much smell that thrift store right now.
I know. That would be really hard. That would be difficult. Okay, so Sally Tackett says, how do you help your naked kids to like clothes?
How old are they?
I think she said like 17. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I don't really have naked kids.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, yesterday was 55 degrees here, which is the warmest day we've had in months. And my son, all the kids, I kicked him outside. And I look outside, and my son's like got his shirt off.
Okay.
And we live in kind of a conservative neighborhood, you know, like the cultures around us don't like hang out with their shirts off.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go knock on a Bengali neighbor's door to see if their daughter could come play. And I was like, you need to put a shirt on before you can go do that.
Yes. That is so funny.
So he likes recently, and even at the end of last summer, he likes to like be outside with his shirt off. I think he feels really cool.
Okay.
But I've never really struggled with naked kids.
Yeah. I struggle with a daughter who wants to not have a shirt on since my son doesn't have to have a shirt on.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of, and it's, then you're like, well, you don't have that freedom. She's like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
Equality.
Hashtag equality. So
in Switzerland, did you know I lived in Switzerland when I was in a little tyke, elementary age? They don't discriminate between girls and boys taking off their shirts when they're little and don't have
anything.
Yeah. So I remember being at summer camp and taking my shirt off and feeling like so cool because I was American, really. I knew this wasn't acceptable.
Oh, okay.
But it was there. So
that's interesting. I guess I just assumed it was the same everywhere, like mostly.
Yeah.
Huh.
Right. I don't know what the age is where they decide it's unacceptable anymore, but.
Interesting.
Yeah.
This has been very educational. So how to help your naked kids like clothes? Move to Switzerland.
Move to Switzerland. Let Home them salt. Pick out the clothes.
Yeah, I think like if you give choices, like it may be like they don't like how jeans feel or they don't like seams or they may have some Tags. Sensory things. Yeah.
Right. They might also just like to be naked. So.
And that's fine. That's good. Tell Especially them naked time is at home. Naked time is in the backyard.
It's different if it's exactly. It's different if they want to go to the grocery store naked. But if they're just hanging out watching TV, let them be their naked self.
Just
be free.
It's a naked parade. It's good. Okay. I have another one. Mindy Tingle says, how do you get ready to have that special time with your husband when you are so sick of being touched all day by your kids?
Listen, my husband is never touching me again because things happen that aren't supposed to.
What?
I got pregnant. That's how it happened. Did you know that?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just like, what happened? Yes, that's true. So it's over for you guys.
It's over.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. But to be serious. I think that's just every woman's problem. I've heard some people say they schedule it. Do you schedule it?
I should, but I don't because my husband's like, we never do. And I'm like, we always do.
I know.
So we need to schedule it so we can know that I'm right.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been thinking if it's scheduled, I've really got to get myself in the mood. So maybe I like listen to some real sexy music or I don't know, read a novel that is that bad? Like it's kind of racy. I don't know.
I really don't know if I feel unsure about that.
I know. So do I.
That's why I don't know. It's difficult. But when you also are like, I really don't care about this, but I know it's a big deal.
Right.
I can't have it sprung on me. I wish I was like that, but I have to have a day.
Okay.
And I have to have it be very explicitly because he'll think he's being like obvious that this is going down today.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds gross. That wasn't what I meant. This
is awkward to talk about.
This is so awkward. And even the girl was like, you usually don't talk about this, but I thought I'd just try this out. Anyway, so he has to like very much say this is going to need to happen today, please. And because the times he thinks he's like, but I told you, I was like, you sure didn't.
So right.
It has to be very obvious.
I mean, he bought you flowers and left chocolate on the island.
Yeah. Like what?
Like, oh, I wasn't you're getting being this. So nice.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's difficult for everybody.
It is. Yeah, I could say so much more, but...
Yeah, and I don't like talking about it, so I'm not going
it
to.
It makes you really uncomfortable.
It totally makes me uncomfortable. So I would like to say I am growing as a person because I even asked the question, Rebecca.
Yeah, Rebecca. I know. You picked that question out of all the ones...
I sure did.
...that got sent to you.
I sure did.
So I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Those are all the ones I had, though. Well, do you feel like we're done?
I did want to ask you... Just because I know you are taking antidepressants.
Yeah.
Do you feel like they're not working?
You know, that's been tricky because when I do feel down, then I'm like, what? Like, Western medicine can't even help me. You know what I mean? Then it kind of starts making, when you feel bad, you feel worse.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I think for me, I know that time, too much time with my kids where it's unstructured really makes me uncomfortable. Yeah. And so I know spring break triggered it, and I knew it would trigger it before. I mean, I just knew it was coming. I just feel it coming. And even it didn't go that badly, but it just is like a low grade dread that eventually kind of develops into feeling just depressed, you know? So,
yeah.
Because now that they're back at school and I know a schedule, I'm fine again.
Yeah. Yeah. So I used to feel like that a lot on weekends. Like weekends were just so unscheduled and nobody had a plan and everyone was just hanging out. And I mean, it's been a while since I've felt like that because I don't know why. But I get it. Yeah. It's definitely the unstructuredness of life sometimes.
And it's great. Like, unstructured time is great, except when, like, all that does is make my kids go, hey, let's do this activity and let's do this activity. And I'm just like, so they structure it with a bunch of dumb stuff that I don't want to do and I don't have the money to do, you know, and it's all over town and all over, you know, the universe. They have these wild ideas. And then you're just constantly saying, no, like, we can't do that because, you know, we don't have a boat on a lake. Like, I don't know. It just, so you're constantly, I constantly feel like I'm failing them because they're like dreaming of these ridiculous things.
Right.
Or normal things. And I'm like, that doesn't sound fun at all. I don't want to play that game. No.
I don't want to make more slime.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. My kids are like, listen, let's just put all kinds of ridiculous ingredients in the blender and see what happens and we'll drink it. I'm like, no. Gross. Sounds terrible. And a waste. Anyway.
I did that with my best friend growing up. We called it Becky and Nicole's Disgusting Dessert Diner. And we would make our parents eat what we made.
That is so, and they did it because they're great parents.
They did. I know.
I'm not that great and I'm okay with it. Definitely a mediocre parent. And I'm owning it.
That's right. All right. Well, I'll let you know tomorrow when I find out it's twins.
Oh my gosh. What will you do if it's twins? Will you cry?
I don't even know. Yeah, I think I will.
You have no reason to think it's twins, though.
No, I don't. Other than the universe is against me. Yeah.
Oh, stop. Jeez. You're so funny. Yeah, don't say that to your infertile friends.
Right. Sorry. Gosh. See what I mean?
I'm just kidding. I just think it's funny. You said you're naming her Amelia?
Right. Amelia Thomasina.
Good.
Meh.
I love it. No, but what were you were saying something about some name, but
I was saying something about a name?
Yeah, like something about Emmeline or
really?
Maybe you probably made that up. You did tell me. I'll look back through my texts. Yeah.
Huh.
I know.
I feel like you're planting some.
No, for reals.
Okay. I'm gonna have to go back through my texts.
No, I'm going through it right this stinking minute. Oh, there's you making fun of me about time zones. Okay, that's happening in the text. That happens several times.
Time zones are really hard for Emily.
Stop. They are.
Am I your only friend that lives in a different time zone?
Well, my sister, all my family lives in a different time zone.
So when you and your sister podcast, do you have trouble figuring out what time you need to jump on the call?
No, she understands my disability, my time zone. Disability. My learning difference. I really just like can't get it. Well, yeah. I know you said that you were going to name your child after me, but I can't find it. It must have been on Instagram. No, it must have been on Instagram.
Must have been. Must have been.
Shut it. It happened. All right. Don't worry. I'll send you a screenshot.
Okay. Sounds good. And you'll have to post it for everyone to see.
I will. If it's going to show that I'm right.
Right. Because right now they're on my side.
There's no way that's possible. No. The pregnancy has gone to your head. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call. And it's problem solved.